Okay, let's move now to you're moving to New York, and you said the year was 1944. Talk about that, moving from Washington to New York. Where did you live when you first came here?
Well, let me tell you what made me decide to do that.
Okay.
I'm working for the government, and this is during the war. Tommy Dorsey has a contest. It's a big promotional contest in which it's a nationwide contest. In which if you win, you get to go on the radio with the Tommy Dorsey Band, and you get to play in some location, unspecified location, with the band. And you make some, you know, whatever the prize money was, whatever that was. So I said, hey, great opportunity. I won amateur contests and everything. I'll go. I didn't even get past the audition. I mean, and I was so hurt by that. I mean, I said, well, I thought I played very well. I mean, why didn't they like that? You know, and I'm a kind of I react to things like that. I mean, I now that someone has rejected me and said you are not as good as whoever, I've got to prove it to myself that I am. So I quit my job. I said, I gave my notice and said, I announced to my family, I'm going to New York. And so my father said, with what? So I said, well, I've saved a few bucks. And he said, yeah, how much? And some small amount. I don't remember what it was. And so he actually, whatever it was, he actually gave me $100. He said, whatever it was wasn't enough. He said, you take this $100 because you're going to need more than what you did. He said, now, I'm giving you the $100 now because I don't want you to call me and tell me you need money. What you've got is what you're going to get. Now, if you don't make it, you come on back home, but you're not going to get any more money from me. So another challenge, you know. If I don't make it on this, I got to go ask him again. These two things. I come to New York, and I'm prepared to spend whatever time, do whatever was necessary. I don't know about unions. I don't know about any. I don't know what I'm into, you know. It had occurred to me that I to protect. People who were then still alive. I used to lie about the fact that how easily I got into the union. Happened was I came to New York on a Friday night, and the reason I remember it was a Friday night was because it was a weekend, and I came in, and I figured, you know, hey, what's going to happen to dances at the Savoy and the nightclubs, whatever's going on, would certainly be happening over the weekend. You know, so let me get there in the middle of, you know, and see what's going on. I don't waste any time. So I go up on a Friday and drop my bag where I was staying, and I was staying at my uncle's house. I go to Minton's. And in those days, you could sit in, and it was really considered impolite, first of all, if you didn't allow someone who really asked you, I'd really like to sit in, I sit in with your band. That was impolite. If you were in the kind of place that allowed sitting in. And it was an indication that was you feared this guy. You're afraid he's going to take your job. So those two things made it easy for, I mean, a guy said, well, come on, shoot your best shot, man. I got it. You know what I mean? You know? And so it made it easy for you to sit in.